The last 6 weeks have seen considerable gains for the stock market. The MSCI All Country World Index encompasses around 3,000 companies and is up more than 5% since November 13th. On a relative basis to the usual monthly performance, the last few weeks were probably even more impressive for bonds. Bloomberg's Global Bond Aggregate Index is up more than 4%, which is a big move in the bond world. However, the standout story was the stark contrast in performance between the tech giants, or the mega caps, often referred to as the Magnificent Seven, and the rest of the index, which we call, amongst our team, the Forgotten 493. While the tech giants remained flat, the Forgotten 493 jumped nearly 5%. The shift in market dynamics, reversing the trend where the tech giants dominated 2023's gains up until November, can be attributed to a variety of factors. The most obvious one being the drop in bond yields that ignited a rally in small cap stocks. So the question is not why, but rather if it can go on. Heading into 2024, is this regime change sustainable? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of November 10th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Treasury yields declined in November and set Wall Street in a party mood. But we couldn't help but wonder, while it was happening, should the market be careful what it wishes for? The drop in rates has been driven by a mix of reasons, some positive and others less so. The main driver, positively, was perhaps the drop in inflation, or moderation in inflation, that we've seen in the United States and other countries around the world. The U.S. Consumer Price Index, released on December 12th, was lower than expected, not by a lot, but merely 0.1%, but it was lower nonetheless. This light beat was bolstered by the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's dovish remarks about the future of rates. Both these events together made the market reassess the inflation and rates trajectories. At the same time, speculators felt the need to adjust their positions. Many have been selling the middle and long end of the curve in expectations of oversupply of bonds and rising yields. This speculation in itself contributed to higher yields, but as November progressed, the trade began to feel like it was based on overreactions regarding these supply concerns around bonds. Successful government bond auctions alleviated these fears, and the speculators unwound their trades and yields fell. Adding to this, the market appears to currently respond to whatever weaker macroeconomic data it can find with a bad news is good news sentiment. The logic follows that weaker economic indicators might deter the Federal Reserve from raising interest rates any further, benefiting stocks. And we now know that the Fed is done with any further rate increases. While this may temporarily boost stock prices, caution is warranted. We're always careful of cheering bad news. The significance of these developments, though, for the Forgotten 493 is important. Unlike the Magnificent Seven, often viewed as safe havens and beneficiaries of higher rates, smaller companies in the S&P 500, including those in the Forgotten 493, thrive in a rebounding economy. But they are also more vulnerable to rate hikes. But if those are behind us, then isn't the environment in front of us better for these companies? Now, are we confident that the overperformance of the 493 can continue into 2024? Well, our outlook for these companies is optimistic. Indicators that we follow, such as global trade, are rebounding, rising manufacturing, improving, and increasing earnings per share for 2024 is likely to suggest the onset of a new cycle in the U.S. and global economies. Typically, value and small companies perform well in these environments, especially as inflation eases and monetary policies become less restrictive. Overall, market breadth is improving, and the Forgotten 493 are catching up to the Magnificent Seven. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.